This chazar is a chenish abach kachas shrag v'mihum nechav sechas menachas daf kuv zayin. Misha said if he says harei aloi zov lo yifchas medin zov. Ah, maybe only meant a piece of gold, not a full coin. Rabbi Elazar said the case is that he said he'd bring a coin. Ah, maybe referred to a pruta of gold, a smaller coin than a dinner. Rabbi Papa said the prutas are not typically made out of gold. Misha then said kesef lo yifchas medin. Ah, maybe only meant a piece of silver, not a coin. Again, Rabbi Elazar said the case is that he said he didn't bring a coin. Ah, maybe meant a silver pruta. Again, Rav Sheshet said that Misha is talking about a place where they don't use silver prutas. Misha then said nechoishus lo yifchas mimo kesef. Rabbi says as Yaakov said, he may not bring less than a small copper fork. What is that used for? So Abaye said, they cut the wicks and they clean out the lamps with it. Now, regarding one who promises to bring iron to the base of Mikdash, Abaye says that Acherim Oimrim, that he has to bring at least enough to make a metal spike used on the roof of the base of Mikdash to prevent the birds from sitting there. How much iron is needed for this? Rabbi Yosef said, it's a piece equal to 1 by 1 amma. Zok, the next Mishnah. If someone said, Harei Olai Yayin, he has to bring at least 3 lug of wine. If he promised to bring oil, he has to bring 1 lug of oil. Rabbi says, he has to bring 3 lug of oil. If someone says that he specified to bring a certain amount of wine or oil, doesn't remember how much he specified, he has to bring the amount needed for the day that uses the most of this item. Zok Dimar Abrai says, the pasuk regarding the Sochem says, Ezrach, which teaches that one may donate wine. How much has to be donated at a minimum? 3 lugim. How do we know that one may give more than that amount? The pasuk says, Yihiyah. The pasuk of Kocha teaches that you can't give less than that amount. Mishnah said, Shemen leyifchas min alug v'chulu. What's the machleik between the Rabbanan and Rebbe? So if Dimar, the Rabbanan said to Rapapa, the machleik is based on whether, when we learn through a hekish, do we learn just 1 point from the item it's compared to, or do we learn everything from that item? The Rabbanan hold that we learn everything. Therefore, since we learned that one may donate oil from the pasuk of Mincha, we learned that just like a Mincha must have 1 lug of oil, a donated oil offering must also have 1 lug of oil. Rebbe says we only learn out 1 point from Mincha, that oil can be donated as an offering. With regard to how much, now that we say we say that oil has to be like all other Nesachim, like wine Nesachim, since they're both liquids, and they have to bring, therefore, 3 lugin. Rapapa said to Baya, no, it's not the basis of the Machlaikis. Everyone agrees that we learn out everything from the thing it's being compared to. Machlaikis is based on from where we learn that a person may donate an oil offering. Rabbanan said we learn it from Mincha. Rebbe says we learn it from the word Ezrach written regarding wine Nesachim. Rahun, the son of Rav Nosson, asked Rapapa, how can you say that Rebbe learns this from Ezrach? Rabbi says the pasuk says carbon Mincha, which teaches that one may donate oil as a carbon, and if done, it has to be at least 3 lugin. Now, it's Rebbe who says it has to be 3 lugin, and we see that that's where he learns Mincha from. He learns it from Mincha. And if tomorrow, Papa said, if we have this price, then I take back what I said. Misha said, if you said parashi v'ene ideya ma parashti yovoi ki yoim miruba. Bright said this refers to the amount of wine or oil brought on the first day of Sukkot that falls out on a Shabbos. Zucked the next Mishnah. If someone says harei alai oila, he brings a lamb. Rabbi Elazar Nozai says he brings either a tar bird or a yoina bird. If he says he specified from cattle but can't remember what type he specified, he has to bring a par and a male calf. If he says he specified to bring from behema, can't remember what he specified, he brings a par, a male calf, a ram, a goat, a young goat, and a male lamb. If he says he specified but does not remember at all what he specified, he brings all of the above, plus he brings tar bird and a yoina bird. Next, Zakta Mishnah. If someone says Harielai Toida or Shlomim, he brings a lamb. If he says he specified from cattle, can't remember what type he specified, he has to bring a par and a para, a male calf and a female calf. If he says he specified to bring a behema but can't remember what he specified, he brings a par and a para, a male calf, a female calf, a ram and a female ram, a male goat and a female goat, a young male goat and a young female goat, a male lamb and a female lamb. If someone says Zakta Mishnah Harielai Shor, he has to bring an ox and its nesachim, which are together worth a mon, 100 dinners. If he said an eagle, he has to bring a calf and it's a sachem worth 5 slime, 20 dinners. If he said ayil, he has to bring a ram and it's a sachem worth 2 slime. If he said keves, he has to bring a lamb and it's a sachem worth a sela. Mishnah continues. If someone obligated himself to bring an ox worth a mana, he has to bring an ox worth a mana besides the value of the nesachem. If he said a calf worth 5 slime, he has to bring a calf worth 5 slime besides the value of the nesachem. If he said a ram worth 2 slime, he has to bring a ram worth 2 slime besides the value of the nesachem. If he said a lamb worth a sela, he has to bring a lamb worth a sela besides the value of the nesachem. Mishnah continues. If he obligated himself to bring an ox worth of mana and then brought 2 oxen that were together worth a mana, he had not fulfilled his obligation, even if each one is worth 99 dinners. If he said he would bring a black ox and instead brought a white one, or vice versa, or he said he'd bring a large one and he ended up bringing a small one, he has not fulfilled his obligation. If he said he would bring a small one and brought a large one, then he has fulfilled his obligation. Rebbe says, no, in that case also he has not fulfilled his obligation. Zakt the Gemara, the Tana Kam and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah don't argue. Rather, each gave the thing that was cheapest in the place that they lived. A Braisa says, if someone obligates himself to bring an oiler worth a sela on the Mizbeach, he has to bring a lamb, because a lamb is the only thing that's worth a sela that's offered on the Mizbeach. If he says that he specified a type of offering valued at a sela but can't remember what he specified, he has to bring from all the things that are worth a sela that are offered on the Mizbeach. Mishnah said, Parashti min haboker ben yedeya ma parashti yovei par ve'egel. Why can't you just bring a par, and which can fulfill his obligation to bring a par pyre or his obligation to bring a calf, since a pyre is simply a larger calf. And if it's more, the Mishnah is following the view of Rebbe, who says that if someone promises to bring a small animal and he brought a large one, he would not be yaitza. For Echnemar, the Mishnah then says that if one promises to bring a small animal and then he brought a large one, he's yaitza. And then it brings the view of Rebbe that says that he's not yaitza. Should we say at the beginning of the beginning and end of the Mishnah follow Rebbe, in the middle follow Rabbanon? Mar says yes, that is what the Mishnah is doing.